USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hurricane Dorian became a potentially devastating Category 4 storm as it continues to churn in the Atlantic Ocean toward Florida, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm's maximum sustained winds increased to over 130 miles an hour, pushing it to Category 4 status. President Donald Trump said he would discuss possible evacuations in a scheduled meeting with FEMA.
We don't know about evacuation. We're leaving it up locally right now. We're going to see where it's coming in. Sunday at 12:30, we have a meeting at FEMA headquarters. That will be about the time that we'll know where everything's going. A lot of decisions will be made. That'll be a little bit less than a day before it hits, so we'll see what happens.
Dorian could be the first Category 4 or higher hurricane to make landfall on Florida's East Coast since 1992, when Hurricane Andrew was blamed for 44 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Democrats' plans for virtual presidential caucuses in Iowa and Nevada are effectively dead. As the National Party chairman said, the results would be vulnerable to hacking and abuse. Tom Perez, the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, declared his opposition for plans to telephone voting submitted by the key early voting states of Iowa and Nevada as part of the National Party's effort to increase participation in the 2020 nomination fight. The Boy Scouts of America are facing a threat from a growing wave of lawsuits over decades of allegations of sexual abuse. The Scouts have been sued in multiple states in recent months by purported abuse victims, including plaintiffs taking advantage of a new state law or court decisions that are now allowing suits previously barred because of the age of the allegation. And even more litigation is on the way. A lawyer representing over 150 people who say they were abused as Boy Scouts is planning a suit in New Jersey as soon as the state's new civil statute of limitations takes effect December 1st. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Researchers are suggesting a possible link between unhealthy food and depression in teenagers. John Clemens reports.
Dr. Sylvie Merck at the University of Alabama says the study was conducted on teenagers testing their levels of sodium to low levels of potassium over 18 months.
The higher the levels of sodium and the lower the levels of potassium, the more depressive symptoms do you report it a year and a half later.
What was her conclusion?
Try to stay away from highly processed food. It's not good for your health, and it's not good for your mental health either.
Dr. Merck says the study leads to a number of other questions.
Is it because people who feel depressed eat unhealthy foods, or is it because unhealthy foods contribute to depression, or is it something else?
Actress Valerie Harper, who won many fans' laughter through her role on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, has died. She was 80. She will be best remembered as the funny and brash Rhoda Morgenstern, who was a perfect complement to the innocent, cheerful lead character of The Mary Tyler Moore Show from 1970 to 1977. Harper's character was so popular, it spun off into Rhoda, which ran from 74 to 78. She was asked on NBC News a few years ago whether she'd like to always be remembered as Rhoda.
Oh, yeah, sure, because she's been the wind in the sails of my career.
Harper had four Emmy statues on her mantle, three for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy for Mary Tyler Moore, and then for Best Lead Actress in a Comedy for Rhoda in 75. She was nominated four other times. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.